KE2PCB, this is KE2GDQ. How are you this Wednesday morning?
For this Wednesday's not too bad. Sort of wishing it was Tuesday still, as always. You know, could use an extra day in the week. I know, counterintuitive, but seems the way it's always is. But a little bit of rain this morning. Hopefully it clears up for the weekend. I think we might have rain through Friday. At least with a lower chance on the weekend for Father's Day. And, so we'll see what happens. I'm still working on that Father's Day figurine. I had to restart yesterday, which is unfortunate. But I made a change to the model, and hopefully it works out better. Other than that, yeah, things are quite good. Had lunch with Mike Frenzel yesterday. Higby, Ross, and I were sitting outside for a little bit with him. He stopped in, and that was cool. Nice to see him. It was windy, though. Yeah, it was quite windy yesterday, but at least it was dry. Yeah, how are things with you?
Things are good. Did a lot of work on the pool yesterday. I've got a black algae issue that I've got to eradicate. So I did a lot of work on that yesterday. Probably do some more tonight. Today is babysitting day for my youngest grandson, while my daughter has some things to do for the twins at kindergarten today. I think it's their... it's like a fun day, I think, or something, so I'll be doing that all day. Other than that, had a good day yesterday, you know, got a lot done, so, yeah, things are good.
Sounds all pretty good, except for the algae issue. I don't know if I've ever heard of black algae. Maybe I've been out of the loop with pool maintenance for a while. Is it something that can be easily addressed with just shock or one of those type of chlorine treatments?
Now black algae is it's a deep rooted algae. So these small nooks and crannies that I have in some of them, because I got a concrete pool, you know, gunite pool. That it gets into some of the nooks and crannies, and the only way to eradicate it is to brush it with a stainless steel brush to break the what they call the skin of it, and then in some areas I have to take a chlorine tablet and rub the chlorine tablet like you would like sandpaper, and really force the chlorine into the algae, the stain. On the bottom of the pool, you just brush it really hard and vigorously in the spots, and then put shock, like a powder chlorine, on it as best you can. Let it sit like overnight, and then brush it again, and then run the pump for like 24 hours and quadruple shock your pool. So you're adding a lot of shock to it to kill it. So it's hard to get rid of.
I have to imagine it's probably quite unsightly. It's going to sound weird, but is it, if you didn't address it, is it still safe being as hardy as it is? Does it not affect, if you're swimming in it? Is it more the risk of damaging the pool as it grows?
I don't think it would damage the pool, and I think you'd be okay to swim with it. It's just it is really unsightly. I think eventually it would just take over the pool, and it would just have this black slime everywhere, especially on my pool. It's the south side because it doesn't get very much light. But part of the problem is I didn't maintain a proper pH. My pH was a little bit low, so I just got to make sure I kick up the pH just a little bit, and that should help a lot.
Yeah, that all makes sense. So hopefully that, process attacks it and is effective. And it only takes one treatment. Because otherwise it's going to delay your pool fun for the season, I think.
Yeah, it should only take, last night, after I got home from my steel therapy session, I put some shock on it, and in some of the areas you could already see where it was going away. Even on the, because where some of the black algae is on the at the water line, just below the water line. And you can see where I did some work through the afternoon, and when I came home last night, where you could see that it's looking a lot better. I missed a couple of spots, which I can go back and clean up. So once I get the work done, if I see any more at the waterline, it'll be just a quick brush and a quick rub with the chlorine, and it should take care of it. I've had this before. I'm not sure where it's coming from. Obviously, I can't quite get rid of it, but now that I'm retired, I think I can devote the time to it to get it eradicated. This is KE2GDQ.
At least you have a method that you have experience with and you know works. It makes me think, though, maybe there's something available already, like a pumice stone that's made of, like a chlorine tablet material that you could use to scrub away like that. But yeah, maybe that already exists. Anyway. Yeah, so that's cool. So you're addressing that, and yeah, you should be having fun soon.
Yeah, it should be ready, hopefully by the weekend. I know the kids only have a couple more days of school, and if the weather changes again where it's warm, God, I was looking ahead, and it's like it's only going to be in the 70s, mid-low 70s the next few days, and you're thinking, geez, it's like the summer solstice is right here, and the temperature should be in the 80s and above, and it's only going to be in like the 70s. So, but hopefully it'll be ready in a few days when the kids get out of school.
The weather's kind of impacting a lot of stuff this weekend. Obviously, Father's Day on Sunday. We are suggesting to go out for a picnic by the water somewhere, but I don't know, I may have mentioned this from previous holidays. My family tends to be very non-committal, and sometimes, are we getting together for so-and-so's birthday, and well, we're not sure yet. What do you mean you're not sure yet? Well, we just haven't decided. And then you find out, like, the night before, hey, you guys want to, I've even been invited to a birthday party the day of. Like, how did you not know? This happens every year. How did you not know that this is coming up? Oh, yeah, well, we knew what we were going to do. Well, when we asked, a week ago or 3 days ago, it'd be okay to let us know and commit to it. But anyway, so we're still up in the air for Sunday. The Rochester Ham Fest is Saturday. Lynn was telling me she wanted to go and make a day of it, go do our shopping, hit Walmart, do the Wegmans out there, maybe go out for Indian. But then I don't want to go in the rain because it's not going to be a good turnout. If I don't have my Father's Day project finished, I'm not going to go. I'm going to stay home and do that. So, yeah, kind of up in the air. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, I think I had on my calendar the Rochester Ham Fest. But I guess I don't think I'm going to be able to make that one either. But the one I do really want to go, I wanted to go to the one in July down in Batavia, but that we'll have the grandkids that weekend. I guess the one that I'm going to make is the one in September up in Lockport. I think it's Lockport. The transit drive-in, yeah, Lockport. The Lancaster Radio Amateur Radio Club Radio Fest, or Ham Radio Fest. Did you hear about the East Coast Reflector having a meet and greet this Saturday at Chestnut Ridge Park?
Negative. I am definitely out of loop on East Coast reflector stuff these days. That would be more of a Ross topic. He definitely listens more than I do. And to tell you the truth, I haven't put on the East Coast reflector in months. Probably many months. Nothing wrong with it. I just, I haven't. And let's see if Ross is in there. This is K2PCB.
Good morning, gentlemen. KC2PT here. I'm assuming Brad's asking about the gathering at Chestnut Ridge Park, I think. I've actually, with you, Travis, I've not had an East Coast reflector probably a month myself. I've just been too busy.
I don't know if you heard that, Brad, but it sounds like, unfortunately, we don't have much information for you.
I did not hear Ross. He's probably still too far away. Though I'd heard about this through the ECR and W2SO, their info net on Monday night, and had actually, I thought about it, but I'm probably not going to go. I would have had it made reservations, and it just wasn't going to work out this time.
If you're interested in doing something like that, I know WA2HKS also does meetups like that. And in fact, I heard them just talking the other day about how, and I don't know how often they do it. I don't know if they meet up at a park or restaurant or whatever the case may be. It might be a restaurant. But he says people meet up there that are ham radio operators or interested in getting to know people, but people that you don't hear on the air. He says, I get people coming in and, you know, they know our names, they know our call signs, and he says it's kind of funny, you know, people that, you know, will want to meet in person first. And it's kind of like us sometimes, or keying up on a microphone with somebody you don't know is daunting. And, it was kind of interesting how they were talking about it, but it sounded like you do that on a fairly regular basis.
Yes, I have heard them do that two or three times lately. I've been listening to WA2HKS fairly regularly because I know their voices. I know that, you know, even before they say their call sign, I can hear, you know, their voice. I know it. I know a lot about them just because I listened. Like they've said, you don't need a license to listen. You just need a license to talk. Or to transmit, however you want to look at it. But I can understand that.
Since I left the club, I really don't do any of the meetups. And I know Jeff still does the, you know, going out after the club, I think, once in a while. Or at least staying late at the club, the radio club. We used to go out for what they would call crumbs, or they used to, and I used to tag along sometimes. But, you know, if I had to get up in the morning for work or school, it could make for some really, really long nights, short nights of sleeping. And, I don't have that in me anymore. But, anyway, I've got 6:44, so I'm going to... step out of here, turn the mic over to probably you and Ross, as Ross is getting closer there, and I'll let you guys catch up. This is K2PCB.
73 to you, Travis. Nice talking to you, as always, and I will talk to you tomorrow. This is KE2GDQ, looking for KC2PET. Are you out there?
Good morning to you, Brad. Hopefully you can hear me now. How you doing?
Doing good, yeah. Got a good signal strength on you there, Ross. How does it feel to be back on the air?
Not much different. I'm not very verbal, I guess, on the air. But it feels all right. I'm more worried about trying to get my truck going right now. That's the thing I'm worried about. Still can't get it past the emissions right now, so... working on that, but Other than that, I guess it's okay. Me and Travis, we reserved the fire hall for us on field day. I was just wondering if you were going to attend that. And if you don't, that's fine as well, too.
Oh, I'd love to be out there for field day for you guys with you guys this year. Absolutely. That is the last weekend in June. Is that correct?
Yeah, it starts at 2 p.m. on the 27th. Me, Travis, and we usually go out there early and maybe even the night before it's set up. And then we just go there and just hook the antennas up and go on air. Yeah, and then it goes from 2 o'clock 27th all night until I think it's noon on Sunday. Well, it's a long event. It goes quite a long time. Me and Travis have never done the overnight thing. It's just too long. Usually me and Travis, we hit about 11:30, which is very late, really, really late for us since we're used to getting up so early. You know, it is a long night, but it is a lot of fun, though. So if you're interested, you could come out. I know Travis was maybe thinking about getting Larry involved. And, I don't know about Jeff. Jeff thought maybe I might have something going on. And then I was going to ask Matt Bueller. He's very interested in ham radio. He says GRMS right now, but I'm sure he'd be willing to tag along and maybe make a few contacts with us.
Oh, yes, that would be cool. I'd like to see Larry. And I do see Matt from time to time because of where he lives. When I'm coming home from the club on Friday nights, I'll swing by his house, and if I see him out and about, I'll stop in and say hello and chit-chat for a few minutes. And, so it'd be cool to have Matt. When it gets closer, let me know what I need to bring, and I will put that on my calendar and definitely plan on attending.
All right. Yeah, me and Travis were just kind of getting the feelers out to see who wants to do what. So I know you're interested. I got to talk to Jeff, see what he's pretty sure Matt will be willing to do it. As far as brain stuff, I don't think you need to really bring too much, really. Me and Travis have most of the equipment. You want to bring your HT just to McDonald's, tag along or try something, that's up to you.
Okay. Obviously we're going to need to eat and drink while we're out there. I can bring that sort of stuff too.
Okay, we'll have to, we have to coordinate and figure out something, see who wants what. So, here I am. I'm just passing that guy with the, I don't know if you see him. He's got the Suburban with the three huge, they look like a Jeff antenna. Did you see him? I just passed him. That's quite the setup you got in that thing.
I don't think I've ever seen him. Monday night I went to Holland, and I went to their club, and as I was getting out of my truck, I saw a guy pull in, and I saw a couple antennas on his truck, and I go, I wonder if he's a ham. And as I walked past his truck, I saw radios on a couple of radio heads on his dash, and I said, oh, I gotta get a chance to talk to this guy, and then found out he was on my squad. We shot a couple of times, and then we said, well, I'll go and talk to him. We're going into the clubhouse, and I went in, and he pulled away. So I didn't get a chance to find out what his call sign was.
Yeah, I get those moments to talk to those guys. Go ahead. I know it's usually some of them, like Karen says, they'll have their license plate or a sticker or something. I don't really advertise my call sign. More or less got firefighter stickers on mine, which is pretty cool. I'm thinking of the fact mine are peeling off. Like I get some new ones to put them on there.
At the club last night, Jeff had like a Velcro name tape strip. He had his call sign on his headphones, on his earmuffs. On his backpack, and some other stuff. He's got a call sign on a lot of stuff, which in one way, unless you really know how to look that up, It's very unique, you know, it's a unique identifier for you. And yeah, you're right. There aren't, I see, when I go to W2SO, I see a lot of people with license plates with their call sign on it. And, you know, almost everyone there has, I don't know if they wear it there only, but they have their hat, they have a hat with their call sign on it.
Yeah, speaking of Jeff, he's right behind me on Hinchy. Look, you're running late. Usually he's in there early. But, yeah. Oh, he doesn't have to really be there till 7, so I don't know. But, looks like they're going to finally do some work on the driveway at work. About time. I know the, I don't see it. There's a lot of potholes starting to form in our parking lot work, and it really needs to get addressed. I mean, there's people that like have had injuries from the parking lot. So, and I've been pushing the upper management. So you really need to just fix the parking lot because it's going to turn into a lawsuit eventually, and then you'd be paying more than it would be forced to fix the driveway.
Which driveway is that? Is that the one closest? The west closest to the building, or where you park over in that auxiliary lot there, off of that Hinchy Ellicott.
Pretty much, it's the whole parking lot needs it. It's really falling apart. The worst is really where the shipping and receiving trucks are parked and pulled up. I'm sure the heavier trucks wear some tears in that part of the parking lot, but. Yeah, the whole parking lot really needs a facelift. And scary enough, it's almost like a sinkhole there where the drains are. There's one spot where drained. It's almost like it's like 2 foot lower than the rest of the parking lot. And so there's people parking there. I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to park there. I'm like, yeah, you might lose your car in there. You know, it might sink in. But, yeah, it's really needs to be repaved and redone. And then it has been done sooner than later.
Oh, I agree with you. It definitely sounds like it needs to be done. I think that OPCB is in an unusual circumstance with Amphenol, because usually they don't own the building. This is one of the few companies that actually owns the building and the property. A lot of times they're leased. And, you know, so whoever owns the property has to maintain it. In this case, obviously PCD does. And they're probably making having to make huge payments to Amphenol, so there may not be a lot of money for maintenance. And they'll probably have to get approval from Amphenol to have that stuff done, which just adds another layer of bureaucracy.
I don't know. I always thought that owning was cheaper than actually leasing, because you're always paying into that. Lease. I don't know how much a lease on a piece of property like this would be, but I'm sure it'd be pretty expensive, and it would add up over the years. It almost makes you wonder if it'd be worth. Like I said, I think it's worth owning, versus where you keep just pouring money into it every. How much we pay yearly or monthly on a lease? Probably monthly lease. Yeah, that'd probably be. I kind of get it the other way, but I would think it'd be much cheaper to. Own the place then to lease it out?
Probably definitely for personal property. There's probably some tax implications that makes it beneficial, profitable for businesses to lease. I'm not sure. Obviously, I'm not in that area. I like owning, well, own a home, have a hobby, but I've read where if you rent, you have more leisure time, so I think that's something people would have to, you know, that's a personal decision that people would have to, but yeah, I like the fact that my home is appreciated over the years.
Yep, I prefer to own as well. I wouldn't, then it seems like the other issue is you gotta get after the landlord if you want something switched, and you can't essentially do what you want to do, like put a painting up or a picture up. You gotta have permission, you know, to do certain things. But, all right, Brad, well, I gotta get in there, get my day started. So I will communicate with Travis that you are interested in field day, and we'll go from there. KD2GDQ, KC2PDT, Tennessee Fred, you have a good day. I will talk to you on Friday from Miles by Early. 73.
73, KC2PDT.